Psychiatrists and mental health professionals have raised serious concerns about new mental health legislation working its way to the statute books. Today, the Irish Medical Organisation will be among groups appearing before the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Health to discuss their concerns and priorities around the proposed mental health bill. To tell us more about those concerns, we're joined by Professor Matthew Sadlier, Chair of the IMO Consultants Committee and a consultant psychiatrist. Professor Sadlier, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a big piece of work. What are your concerns around this proposed legislation?
Well, there's multiple concerns that we have about this legislation. I suppose to start off with, we have to always keep in mind that this is a legislation covering by far the single most vulnerable people in our society and community. Those people who, by the nature of a mental illness, have lost the ability to make proper judgments about the world around them and who require protection of the health service in order to facilitate their recovery. Okay, we have a Mental Health Act that has checks and balances in it. So if somebody is held against their will in a psychiatric hospital, there is a review of that admission and it is compliant with that regulation of having to have a review. What's been proposed in the new mental health, so we have serious, serious concerns. Particularly, it can get quite technical, but particularly in regards to consent for treatment. Currently, if somebody is admitted under the Mental Health Act and they have consent and capacity to consent to treatment, that is fine. They can consent and refuse treatment. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the majority of people who get admitted under the Mental Health Act do not have capacity to consent to treatment, specifically in the early times of their admission. And the new Mental Health Act would require that while the Mental Health Act will allow the person to be held within a psychiatric hospital, it will not facilitate the people in that hospital in providing that person treatment. Treatment would have to be done through the Assisted Decision-Making Act, which is a piece of legislation that has had massive negative consequences. And this would require having to go to the High Court to get a treatment order, leading to this bizarre situation where psychiatrists would be able to detain somebody against their will, but you'd have to go to a judge in order to get an order for treatment. This, as you can imagine, would be expensive. It's a long process. And we're talking about people's lives, their brains, their health that would be deteriorating in the time when you're waiting for this process to be completed.
But is there not in the legislation, in the proposed legislation, a facility to treat when there's an immediate need for treatment for the protection of life or the protection of health?
Well, this is where we get into difficulties about legislation and words. The majority of patients who are admitted to psychiatric hospitals involuntarily do not have immediate risk. What their problem is mental disorders that leads to long-term chronic problems like neglect, inability to care for themselves, which doesn't, and we're into this difficulty of, is that an immediate risk? And rather than getting into situations of having to define words and legislation, we need to have a much clearer legislation that allows doctors to treat patients rather than having to call in lawyers every time the patient arrives in so you can determine what is actually immediate and what is severe.
Just let me see if I have this right. You're saying under the new legislation, you would have the power as a consultant psychiatrist with an involuntary admission to detain that person in the mental health facility, but you couldn't administer any treatment to that person subject to a decision by a judge who is not a medical person.
Assuming that the patient doesn't have capacity to consent to treatment, which is some patients will have that capacity to consent to treatment, and that's absolutely fine, but some patients won't. And some patients will accept treatment and some patients would refuse. But in that situation where you have a patient that lacks capacity and refuses, that is where you have the problem. And that is not an uncommon occurrence and event. And what we are looking for is just clarity to allow doctors to do their job without having to spend hours discussing, is this serious and immediate? What is serious and immediate? And what do these words in legislation mean?
Well, you're before the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Health today, and thank you for joining us and telling us about your concerns. That's Professor Matthew Sadlier, who is chair of the IMO Consultants Committee. We're back with business after this.